The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
4-5858. 866-404-5858.
Live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show. Yesterday we had Vincent Palathingal on. He's running for an at-large seat on the Fairfax County School Board. There's three seats of that sort available. And today, in just a few minutes, going to be talking with Stephen Mosley. He's running for the Mount Vernon seat on that same board. He'll be here to talk with us in just a few minutes. I want you to know about his candidacy as well. Meanwhile, some refreshing headlines for a change. Judge vacates Obamacare rule forcing doctors to perform sex change surgeries. This is from Christian Post by Samuel Smith. Judge in Texas has struck down an Obama-era federal regulation that would have required health care providers and insurers to perform gender transition procedures and abortions, even if they go against their medical judgment or violate their religious convictions. U.S. District Court Judge Reed O'Connor, appointee of President George W. Bush, vacated a 2016 Obamacare mandate that critics feared could have forced faith-based doctors out of work if they refused to perform gender transition procedures or abortions on patients who were referred to them. Second time, O'Connor's ruled against the regulation, first coming in January of 17, when he issued a nationwide preliminary injunction against Section 1557 of the Affordable Care Act on the basis it violated the Administrative Procedures Act. The Obamacare-era rule incorporated a broad interpretation of federal anti-discrimination law that bars discrimination in health care on the basis of, quote, gender identity and termination of pregnancy. But because the Trump administration proposed a new rule this year with a more narrow interpretation of anti-discrimination law to supplant the Obama-era regulation, the American Civil Liberties Union and River City Gender Alliance acting as putative interveners in the case. Interveners rejecting Trump administration's proposed rule, arguing the government has a compelling interest to ensure that individuals have, quote, non-discriminatory access to health care and health coverage. On Tuesday, O'Connor maintained his opinion that the rule violates the APA, but also ruled the regulation violates the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. O'Connor's opinion reads, accordingly, the court upholds that the rule, which expressly prohibits religious exemptions, substantially burdens private plaintiffs' religious exercise in violation of RFRA. So that's some good news, and I believe the Beckett Fund involved in that, along with several other organizations, but the news ain't all bad in these cases, which is refreshing. However, we've been doing a lot of work on the Bible League campaign, as you know, and you have been giving generously. We thank you for that. We still need probably about 3,000 Bibles to be provided to reach our nearly 7,000 Bible goal. But I came across this story in the last few minutes. Christians risk arrest if they display their Bible in Saudi Arabia. Christians traveling to Saudi Arabia. I mean, these are folks from outside who travel to Saudi Arabia. They're being warned not to publicly display their Bible while in the country or travel with more than one copy of the text, despite the kingdom's recent openness to tourism. The Christian persecution watchdog Barnabas Fund released a statement today, or rather Monday, I should say, warning individuals that having a Bible can still put them at risk of arrest. Christian visitors should be aware that displaying a Bible in public or taking more than one Bible into the country could place them at risk of arrest. New regulations for tourists state that a Bible may be brought into the country, provided it's for personal use only. Bibles must not be displayed in public, and anyone found bringing a large number of Bibles will face, quote, severe penalties. Barnabas went on to explain that the Saudi Arabian government follows a strict interpretation of Islam and that openly practicing Christianity in the kingdom is forbidden. It was many years ago now, longer than I can even remember, but early when we started doing this show, I interviewed a fellow who had spent some time, a state government official, U.S. government official, who had spent some time as a Christian in Saudi Arabia. And he told of, fact that you could even be arrested. I remember about that back then there was either he or someone he knew had a Boy Scout knife in their pocket, which had a cross on it. And that got somebody into serious trouble. They actually, I believe, as I recall, confiscated the knife at least. And I don't know what else may have happened. I don't know that they were expelled, but it was, he said, it's serious. And, of course, Saudi Arabia supposedly loosing their standard, but fair warning. I say that to juxtapose what we're talking about here. Thousands of Bibles that we want to send all over the world, and so many countries will risk their very lives to get a Bible, to read a Bible, and we Americans have such luxury, such freedom, and I know many of you understand that. But we'll be telling you more about the Bible League campaign coming back a little later in the hour. Right now, we're going to take a break, and then we'll talk with Steve Mosley about his candidacy for the school board in Fairfax County. Stay with us.
Do you have a leaky faucet, a running toilet, lights that don't work, or worse yet, a heating and air conditioning system that's been ignored for years? It's time to take some action and go to aactionhomeservices.com, licensed in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Google is great at helping you make great decisions, but God is greater. This is Steve Reynolds, pastor of Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia, and I want to invite you to my new teaching series called How to Make Great Decisions. How many times have you said to others and yourself, I just don't know what to do? Let's face it, we all struggle at times with decision making. The How to Make Great Decisions teaching series will help you find divine direction and overcome the stress of decision making. It will show you God's way to make great decisions that lead to increased joy and a brighter future. The How to Make Great Decisions series begins this Sunday, October 20th, and you can attend at 8:15, 9:30, or 11 a.m. Capital Baptist Church is conveniently located right off the Beltway in Northern Virginia. For more information, go to welovechurch.org. That's welovechurch.org.
I hate knee pain. Folks, it's a miracle. This program ended my knee pain, and Dr. Brian Paris is here to tell you how I Hate Knee Pain in Rockville could get rid of your knee pain, too.
Well, Rich, as you know, living with knee pain can be completely debilitating. Something as simple as walking up the stairs is difficult when you have arthritis and other kinds of knee pain. But I Hate Knee Pain has a solution. We listen and respect you. Tailor your program to what you need. No surgery, no drugs, and it's designed to keep you out of the operating room. We deliver knee pain relief quickly and effectively. Plus, I Hate Knee Pain is covered by Medicare and all major medical insurances. All you have to do is call 301-679-7900 to eliminate your knee pain. We did it for Rich, and we can do it for you.
It's an amazing program that truly cares about its patients. Head on over to IHateKneePain.com and stop living with knee pain.
With the exception of Medicaid, all major medical insurance and Medicare is accepted.
If I hand you a free $20 bill, you're going to say, nice. If I take your $20 gift and I crumple it up first, chances are you're still going to say, nice. The value doesn't change, right? But what if I took your $20, sprinkled some magical fairy potion on it, and when I handed it back, it became a $40 bill? Obviously, you'd say there's no such thing as a $40 bill or magical potion. But our commercial here works better if we pretend. Hey, it's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, and the reality is, home values have gone up magical potion-like across the U.S., which for many of you has magically increased the value of your home. The one thing we've worked hard on is becoming experts on helping WAVA listeners that qualify to easily and efficiently cash out that newfound value to use for anything you want. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
Nice!
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
And one more thing before we're done here today. Can you remember the last time you and your spouse had a weekend away together without the kids? I mean, just the two of you, where you could relax and talk and laugh, have a date night? It's been more than a year? Yeah, I thought so. Let's fix that. Make plans now to join us for the Weekend to Remember Marriage Getaway that's coming to the Hyatt Regency Chesapeake Bay the weekend of November 22nd. Find out more or sign up at weekendtoremember.com.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services.
Thinking of changing your lighting? Need an expert electrician? Go to aactionservices.com or call 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
As you know, yesterday we spoke briefly with Vincent Palanthingal. He's the candidate running for one of the three at-large seats on Fairfax County School Board. Of course, coming up just a few weeks, November 5th general election. And today I'm very happy to welcome another county school board candidate to the show, Stephen Mosley, running as an independent for the Mount Vernon seat on the board. By the way, his website is stephendmosley.com, stephendmosley.com. And he's been endorsed, among others, by the Family Research Council Action. Stephen, welcome to the show. Great to have you come in and chat with us for a bit.
Thanks so much for having me on.
What are you hearing out there as you now this is your first real foray into this brutal world of politics, even at the local level. Am
That's
I right?
Exactly right.
What made you do it?
Prayer. You know, a year ago, Scott Hurley, who's our prayer leader on our campaign, he heard me talk about my concern for Fairfax County schools since we moved here in 2014. The school board, they've divided us, whether it comes to the radical sex ed program, transgender bathrooms, school name changes, and now boundaries and busing. And Scott said, you know, brother, I hear this passion from you. I think you should pray and run. And I said, Scott, you're funny. I will definitely pray. And, you know, months later, Matthew 9 and 10 happened, where you start praying to the Lord of the harvest and labors into the field. And that was our prayer. Got a group of pastors and friends together, start praying, Lord, send us seven good godly candidates. And what happened, you kept praying, and eventually I became one of those candidates.
I've quoted the saying for years. I heard it many, many years ago, and it haunts us when we hear it. Somebody said, never pray a prayer you're not willing to be at least part of the answer to. That's kind of what the Lord did to you, right?
Exactly.
Lord, send somebody else.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly. That was my prayer. Like, yeah, I'll support them. I'm all with them. I'm with them on these issues. I just didn't think it was going to be me.
However, you and I were talking briefly before we opened the mics. There's a price to running on solid, basic, original American principles. I mean, things that years ago nobody would have debated. There's a price to that, isn't there?
Absolutely. You know, right after I announced my candidacy, I was attacked by Blue Virginia. They called me radical, anti-LGBT, said I want to destroy schools. And unfortunately, you know, people who I work with who disagree with me politically use that to try to impact, you know, my job. You know, sent it to my boss. And as a result, I sent it to churches because I'm a Christian. And I'm an ordained reverend. And I sent it to my friends here in the ministry. And I said, look, this is why good people don't run. And why, you know, Christians, more than anything else, we have to support each other when it comes to these issues. Because you're out here, you feel like you're fighting alone at times.
Let's talk about one of those issues. I've already mentioned it a couple of times indirectly. The sex ed program, highly controversial at Fairfax County School Board. We've done several shows in the past months and the past couple of years as this thing has just marched forward under great protest on the part of a lot of parents, right?
Absolutely. And I was at one of those protests when it first started years ago. And it was the idea that they wanted to change, biological sex to sex assigned at birth, which is a view from radical LGBT lobby. And it doesn't align with science. And the Christians and you know, non-Christians were there to say, hey, look, we don't want to go down this route. Our sex ed program, according to, you know, Virginia law, is supposed to be pro-life in the sense of it encourages adoption. It's supposed to be abstinence till marriage. And then discussion of some of those tough topics. And I always tell people, go to parentandchild.org when it comes to looking at it, because they rate each program. Remember, we in Fairfax County, we have sex ed from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade. So they rate each part of the program. And green means it's good, it's safe for the whole family. Yellow means there's going to be some caution, probably be things in there against your values. And then red means it's anti-science, anti your values. And, you know, it really concerns me about, you know, the direction of its going, of what it's doing. And it will concern every parent when they go to that site.
Now, another issue that I know you are concerned about, you mentioned boundaries, redistricting. What's the issue there that you're facing as a county, and how does it affect the school board?
Yeah, my slogan has been change the board, not the boundaries. The issue has become that you have overcrowding in some schools and other schools are underperforming. And so instead of the school board coming to the folks and say, hey, we have some overcrowding, how would you like to solve it? The school board says, we're just going to change our boundary policy. And one of the issues they're going to change was going to be under race and socioeconomic status as one of the ideas. You know, overcrowding makes sense, but that does not. But when people move to an area, especially in Fairfax County, they move because they like the schools. People's property values are really linked to the schools. And so I talked about some solutions. So in the last part about the sex ed program, I say, why don't we refine it by the success sequence, which is a Brookings Institute study that pointed out that if students graduate from high school, get a full-time job, get married, then have kids, 70% chance go from poverty to the middle class. And our county is supposed to be all about equity. There's no better equity-building machine than the success sequence. That's what our sex ed program should be about instead of the radical direction it took us. When it comes to the boundaries, there's things we can do that would be great for the community at large. Number one is respect their right when they bought their house to go to their neighborhood school. Number two, open enrollment. We do this at college. I'm a college professor. If I teach 44 students, if there's an open seat, anyone at one of our Nova campuses could come and be in my class. We should do the same thing in Fairfax County. If there's open seats, let the people come. And then finally, because we do have overcrowding, we need more schools, and we don't have the money to really put into more buildings, we need to open up our county for charter schools to come in, and they can specialize on bridging the achievement gap.
And what on that last point, what is the usual argument you get back about charter schools?
Well, against the whole thing of school choice as a whole.
Yeah.
It's just, hey,
yeah.
Well, we already have some form of school choice. I'm like, yeah, some form is not respecting parental rights for everything. Charter schools, oh, it's going to take away from our current schools. I'm like, well, listen, if it's going to bridge the achievement gap, which, of course, the Washington Post pointed out this past summer that we have not bridged the achievement gap, or it has not moved in the last 3 years, okay? So we have not done that. So if we're going to be serious about that and serious about handling overcrowding without changing boundaries, we need more schools. And the great thing about charter schools, they come in, they build the school themselves, and each parent, you know, you have the right to put your kid in whatever school you want to. It only gives them the educational you know, the cost of teaching the child. So that would, if you move from one public school to another public school, which, by the way, charter schools are public schools, it doesn't take away from that. And the charter schools will be bringing value to our county. But the issue is we've never done it in Fairfax, and my other side just says it won't work. Even though there's some charter schools in D.C. that are outperforming one of our lowest-ranked schools in my district, Mount Vernon High School. So I think as a, you know, as a first step, I would say, hey, if I'm looking at a charter application, I want to know, are you outperforming some of our own schools? Because if you're not, I would never bring that school in. If they are, I would consider it.
Well, it's interesting as you mentioned that. D.C., you're right, has fought that battle. In fact, this show was somewhat instrumental in helping fight the battle to retain the charter schools back a few years ago under the Obama administration. And it's been quite a battle. And, of course, the argument really is they can't challenge the quality of the education, but it's usually along other lines. And really underneath it all is the siphoning off they see from the public schools, both in terms of funding and also students. But it seems to me competition is always really proved well worth it when you get people who are competing to provide the best possible education, whether it's charter or public.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm for, like I said, three circles of choice, where you chose to buy your home, open enrollment, charter schools.
What are you hearing in as you're out talking in the community and various venues? What are you hearing back for feedback from what we call grassroots people?
You know, from grassroots, most people who aren't ideological, they like the idea, especially when it comes to the issue of changing the board not to boundaries, because the 70% of people who don't have kids in our schools are concerned about their property value. And the people who are in schools that are underperforming, they're like, yeah, I would love to have more options. I mean, in the article that I wrote about this, I was at a back-to-school night, and a mom looked at me and said, you know, my kid's going to this school, but I'm concerned where they're going to go in 2 years from now. And I said, well, what are your options? Like, well, if she can get into AP, then I can place her into another school. And I was like, well, what if you can't? She goes, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. And it's like, that should not happen. I explained, I was like, you know, I'm out here asking for your vote, but I explained my three circles of choice idea. And I said, look, I think you as a parent are the primary educator of your child, and you should have all the options available to you.
We're talking with Stephen Mosley. His website, you'll want to check it out for more information and how you can support him, Stephen D. Mosley, MOSLEY.com. Did I spell it right?
That's right.
I typed it wrong. That's why I corrected myself here. Would you do it again in light of what you've been through so far? Would you, or would you advise someone else to, yeah, jump in with both feet?
I would say this. You know, if God's not leading you to do it, don't do it. There's just a cost to it. There's a cost to it. And I call our campaign the Miracle Mount Vernon campaign, because a conservative has not won this seat since 1995. And outside of bringing the community together, and that's why I have my smart plan. It's a plan of bipartisan issues, things that left and right agree with, that we need to change in our county, because I know I need 12,000 votes to win this thing. And so I'm asking, you know, Christians, I'm asking conservatives, I'm asking independents, I'm asking Democrats. My dad is a blue Democrat. And he's like, look, son, you know, I vote for Republican because, you know, I'm blue, but my money's green. And when they're talking about impacting my property value, you know, I don't care what party you're from. And I just want to point out, on election day, when you go to the polls, there are no R's and D's next to names, just like children. They don't come to school with R's and D's on their backpacks. Every person you go for school board in Fairfax County has an I next to their name, because we're all independent, though we're endorsed by party.
And I understand there's four candidates to choose from, right?
That is correct. So you get to choose for four candidates. So the whole school board's up for grabs. So that's 12 members total. That's why we were praying for a majority of seven. But you get to choose four. You get to choose three at large. And I know you had my colleague on, Vincent Palfingel. Him, Cheryl Buford, and Priscilla DeStefano are running on the same values that I'm talking about today. And then you get to vote for one in your district. So if you live in the Mount Vernon district, that's basically everything down Route 1, from Huntington all the way down to Lorton, South County, Gunston, Fort Belvoir. Then you get to vote for me, Stephen D. Mosley. I'm the only man that is on the Mount Vernon side. So there's three candidates there, but if you're confused, please vote for Stephen D. Mosley.
Now, having said that, this last moment, we encourage folks to go to the website. And obviously, there's expense cost involved in a campaign, I'm sure. Probably more than you planned on when you entered. I don't know. But how can folks help? Certainly with prayer, but also practical help.
Yeah, practical help. I'd say, first off, pray for us every day. But practically what you could do at this point in the race, we need you to come door knocking with us. We need you to go to our website, click on Get Involved, and give your information to put a yard sign in your yard. Basically at this point, I need name recognition. I need you to take, you know, the information and share it with all of your friends and talk about how important this is. This is just as important as a presidential election. Just like a presidential election, you only get this option every 4 years. And so we have to turn the board around this time. We have 10 great candidates who believe in these values. We only need 7 of us to win. And so if you want to help out, it's, you know, go to the website, StephenDMosley.com, click Get Involved, and get involved.
And this is a chance for folks who may have shown up at so many of those meetings, went home so frustrated that their voices were totally ignored, shut off, kept out even. This is a chance for them to say, now we can do something to change that.
Absolutely. And that's why it's part of my smart plan to truly listen and represent this community.
Thank you, Stephen. Blessings on you and best of luck.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Stephen Mosley, Mount Vernon seat candidate for the Fairfax County School Board. And again, the website you want to check out is his name, StephenDMosley.com. M-O-S-L-E-Y, StephenDMosley.com.
This is the Entertainment Answer. What does actor Will Smith say was the best part of playing dual roles in Gemini Man?
It was definitely a benefit being a more experienced actor. I couldn't have done it the other way. So I couldn't have done the, at 23 years old, that they were going to create the 50-year-old version of me with this technology. That would have been a mess. This way, I was able to capture both characters because of the amount of experience that I've had.
Gemini Man, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about. Investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group. Serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
With the tariffs and trade wars monopolizing the headlines, one bit of news that's been kept low on the radar is the dramatic drop in mortgage interest rates. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and as investors flock to the security of bonds, interest rates have been driven lower and lower, all to your benefit. So whether you're buying a house or refinancing, you've got to act right now while the market's still on your side. Home appreciation's up, rates are low, and with Cornerstone's guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, consolidate debt, do home improvement, or take cash out for any reason. Sooner or later, the inflationary pressure will push these rates back up to realistic levels. Call Cornerstone First Financial now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or visit cornerstonefirst.com.
Some restrictions apply. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
This traffic update is sponsored by Indeed.com. In Northwest D.C., the traffic lights are dark at the intersection of 13th Street and Monroe Street, so use caution heading through that area. Eastbound side of 66, meanwhile, there's a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane at the Beltway, so it's going to be a little sluggish as you approach and get past the scene. On the westbound side, it's crawling from the Beltway out to Route 123 with additional delays then between the Fairfax County Parkway and Business 234. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. I'm Ron Balsarek with traffic on WAVA.
Breezy and mild with a few leftover showers early this evening. Windy the rest of tonight, turning out partly cloudy and chilly, low 49. Windy and cool tomorrow, partly sunny, high 63. Mainly clear tomorrow night with a chilly breeze, low 44 to 48. Friday mostly sunny, not as breezy, with a high of 65. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Hey, folks, I want to tell you where we are in our campaign with the Bible League. We're at least 52-53%, 6,720 Bibles, our goal. And that I love to call those threshold goals because you usually go over and above, and that means that many more people are going to get a Bible. But that's our commitment, to at least provide 6,720 copies of God's Word. 3,754 Bibles provided at the start of today's show, leaving us the goal to go of 2,966 more. I have no doubt that we're going to get it done together, and I really do believe we're going to push it over the top because you're so incredibly generous in your responses. We've had $5 gifts, we've had $500 gifts, we've had $1,000 gifts, we've had $15 gifts, we've had $100 gifts. I love that. All over the ballpark, as we say. And remember, your gifts are still being doubled by the Bible League when you make that call, so stay with us, would you, and help us out.
The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Thinking of changing your lighting? Need an expert electrician? Go to aactionservices.com or call 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900. And this portion of the show is sponsored in part by the Bible League International as well. 1-800-YES-WORD is the number for this exciting campaign to provide nearly 7,000 copies of the Word of God to hungry-hearted people and especially persecuted Christians around the world. 800-937-9673. $5 buys one Bible. Of course, 50 buys 10, 100 buys 20, and so forth. And continuing until we hear otherwise, your gifts are being doubled by the Bible League every time you make a gift. Perfect time to make that call, 800-937-9673, online at our website, wava.com. And we really do see some wonderful progress. Let's see what we can do together as part of today's show. Our goal, 6,720 copies of the Word of God. Now, we've had gifts ranging from $5 to $1,000 and everything in between. And that's how it always works. You know, it's just amazing to me. Having had the privilege of doing this with ministries like the Bible League for so many years, and with you, our WAVA listeners, it's just been an amazing thing to watch how year after year you invest in what really matters. And this is one of those enterprises that really does matter. We do a lot of programming on this station and especially on this show about the persecuted church. We don't reserve it to once a year and one day a year, although we will focus on the International Day of Prayer for the persecuted church coming up November 3rd. We've always done that as well. In fact, I remember when I started this show some years ago, we had Steve Haas in. He used to live in this area, and I believe he was one of the very first persons to be involved with starting, along with my good friend Gaetana. They were starting the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, and this was quite a few years ago, but I remember Steve being in the studio with me a couple of years as we announced the launching of this. My point is that concern for the suffering church has grown through the years, and I thank God for that, because it wasn't something a whole lot of people were talking about back during those years. But Steve and others helped raise the consciousness of our nation and our churches to say, hey, we have some suffering brothers and sisters who need us. They need our prayers. They need our advocacy. And they need Bibles. And they need other things that we can put in their hands. So WAVA has, in my view, been one of the pace setters in this regard of teaming up with our incredible listeners to say, let's not only pray for the suffering church, let's advocate for them. And we've seen some wonderful progress with some of the ministries, the parachurch, if you will, that are working now on behalf of the suffering church around the world, and even governmental agencies, State Department now getting involved as never before, and a president speaking out on it even as recently as his UN speech. So, folks, it's a team effort, but we owe it. We owe it. We owe it. We owe it to our suffering brothers and sisters. And if the only thing you can do other than put them on your prayer list is to call and give $5 or $50 or $100, I beg you to do that because they need us. Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church, that is the theme of this particular campaign. And as I go to this break, if you haven't done it, would you really go to the phone right now or go online? You can do either one. 800-YES-WORD is the toll-free number. Say, I want to give 50 Bibles. I want to give 10 Bibles. I want to give 100 Bibles. I want to give whatever you can give at $5 a Bible. And remember, every dollar still being doubled when you call 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673. One more time, 800-937-9673. 73 online. If you want to go there, just go to WAVA.com. Click on the banner that says Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. You can give any amount you want there. You can leave your own prayer request there. You can leave any comment you want there as well at WAVA.com.
Don't you love that feeling when you just nailed your look? When someone you barely even know comes up to you and says, "Oh, I love that outfit. Where did you get it?" That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix. They're a personal styling service. Tell them what you love, and they send great clothes for you to try on at home. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands you love and the looks that make you feel great. Stitch Fix is convenient. Get everything delivered right to you, so you can try on new styles in the comfort of your own home. Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to fit your budget. There's no subscription required, ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you started nailing your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for women, men, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
I've been listening to radio program for many years. I heard Christy Moore's ad. I wanted to sell my aunt's house, and they immediately did a stupendous job. I was very impressed. What I liked the best was how fast everything took place. I wasn't expecting that. It happened very quickly, smooth, and I was able to meet my goals.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
I feel blessed to have had this opportunity for my needs to be met, connecting with other women who are fighting the same fight, hoping for healthy marriages and growing closer to the Lord on their journey.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
I feel encouraged and hopeful that even in my struggle, I am enough.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey.
Through the sharing in our small group, I realize that I am not alone.
Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., November 15th to the 17th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-54-BIBLE. That's 844-54-BIBLE. 844-54-BIBLE.
3 years ago, hundreds of thousands gathered on the D.C. Mall for Together 2016 to pray for our nation. On October 25th and 27th, we're launching towards Together 2020. Together 2020 is happening on June 20th, 2020 at the Lincoln Memorial. We're launching into Together 2020 with two free events this month. Join us at First Baptist Glen Arden on Friday, October 25th at 6 p.m. with Nick Hall and guests Gavi, KB, Ty Tribbett, and the DC Worship Collective. And then on Sunday, October 27th at 6 p.m., come to the DC Mall with Nick Hall at David's Tent and guests Carrie Job, Cody Carnes, and the DC Worship Collective. Both Together 2020 launch events are free. Get all the information at togethergeneration.com. That's togethergeneration.com. And mark your calendars for October 25th, 27th, and June 20th, 2020 for Together 2020. We are the Together Generation, and we are on the move.
Don Crow Show on WAVA. In this last few minutes of this hour, I'd like to go back and continue with our exciting campaign with the Bible League. And I do mean exciting, because to me, one of the most exciting things in the world is to be able to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ every way we can, any means we can. And we know the written word of God is a gift from heaven itself. That, as a matter of fact, a lot of people through history have paid a dear price for you and me to even have the possibility of holding a copy of the scriptures in our hands. And I'm afraid, myself included, we take it all too lightly. We really don't realize the price that's been paid to give us this great book. And yet, it is ours, it's a gift from God, and it's a gift to be shared. In fact, there's an old proverb, you know, joys not shared are only half enjoyed. And I think that's true about the scripture. The more we share God's word with others, either through personal testimony or in other ways as well, we really get a sense of satisfaction that we're part of what God has called us to do, and that is speak his word in every way that we possibly can to those who are lost and those who are needy. And as a matter of fact, we've shared some of these voices throughout this campaign so far, those who are just hungry for the word of God. There's a woman by the name of Olga who actually said that having no Bible is like having no food. Now, would you put it on that equation? would you really? Really? Would you say, if I don't have a Bible, it's like I don't have anything to eat? Well, that's how she feels.
It's such a privilege and honor to know the Lord, and the Lord have chosen us to have time and to serve and to work with. And with our personal life, we know how Bible value to us, because that's how we grow, because that's our spiritual food. And so therefore, I encouraging to the lot of American people that need to look into this field, because the Bible is very central to our life, to the Christian life, especially the young believer. Without a Bible, like without food.
We have a great need. We don't need food in the church. The 800,000 Christians in this land do not need food from you, but they are only crying out that you give them the word of God. And whoever comes our way and is able to give us a Bible, it will be a great blessing. It will be better than giving us food to eat.
Better than giving us food to eat. And the one case, the dear lady says from Armenia, Olga says, having no Bible is like having no food. And then this other brother, Pastor Dwisi from Ethiopia, said, we don't need the food. We need the Bibles. So they're both in a different way saying the very same thing. And that's where you and I come in. It really is, folks. That is where you and I come in. $5 gift to the Bible League will provide a Bible for one of these dear people. Of course, $50 will provide 10. $100 gift will provide 20, and so forth and so on. And we've been asking you to do that. We've been asking you to go to the phone and call 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD, phone calls free, toll-free, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673. You can give online at WAVA.com. What we're asking you to do is really step in and under, if you will, this load of nearly 7,000 Bibles that we want to send out. And I believe we're going to do it together. You've been giving generously so far, and my goodness, I thank you for what you've done. But we do still have quite a way to go at this moment, so I'm hoping you'll go to the phone right now as I go to this break and make the call. $5, $50, $100, $25, $30. $500. You want to give a larger gift over 12 months, about $25 a month. That's five Bibles a month for 12 months. Or $50 a month, 10 Bibles a month for 12 months. And I do need to say right now, still, there are matching funds available twice. Once with the Bible League nationally. That will double your gift, so now's the time to call. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. And I do need to say, a few of you out there could give us a larger gift, and I don't mind asking for it. If you could give a $1,000 gift or a $2,000 or $3,000 gift, believe me, we really need that kind of help to get this job done as well. 800-937-9673. Online, WAVA.com. Online, FamilyTalkToday.com.
Snow white leather and cherry red twine don't make a baseball. It's the core, what's on the inside, that counts. A lot of us want to appear unsmudged on the outside. If we look good, then everybody will think we are good. But God looks on the inside. The Bible says all of us have sinned, so our core, our heart, needs to be cleansed. Do you want a new heart and a fresh start? Then call us at 1-888-NEED-HIM.
If you could ease the suffering of a persecuted Christian right now, would you? Hi, Don Crow here with WAVA, and I know you would. Hebrews 13:3 urges us to remember those who are mistreated, noting that when the body of Christ anywhere suffers, we suffer together. These believers live where evangelism is criminalized, where churches are burned, and where Bibles are scarce. They need the hope found only in God's Word, and your gift today lets them know they're not forgotten. For only $5, a believer like Anna in Africa will receive a Bible, be discipled in her new faith, and trained to share Christ. $35 sends seven Bibles. And a limited-time Bible for Bible match will help us meet our goal of sending the hope of God's Word to nearly 7,000 persecuted Christians. Become a Bible sender today by calling 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD. Or, if you prefer, you can go online to our website, WAVA.com, and click on the Bible League banner.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Because she sold our first property, and the first person who walked in the house.
Within a week.
Yeah, they bought the house, yeah, and that was the best thing ever. Christy loved that house. The time she walked in, she knew. She knows her stuff.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Hi, this is Nick Brino, local sales manager at WAVA. If you love WAVA, have experience in outside sales, and understand digital marketing, we may have a career opportunity for you. Call 703-807-2266 or apply online by going to WAVA.com. Use the keyword job. You know WAVA's mission. Here's your chance to join our team. Call our main number, 703-807-2266, or apply online by going to WAVA.com, keyword job, equal opportunity employer.
If you're interested in free speech,
this decision is disappointing and troubling.
If you're interested in religious liberty,
they're being incarcerated for one reason only, it's his faith.
If you want your constitutional freedoms protected,
the court clearly overstepped its authority.
Tune in to Jay Sekulow Live.
The court instead rewrote the law, something they do not have the constitutional power to do.
Weekdays at noon on WAVA.
This week on Discover the Word, the group will be asking the question, what's next? Group member Daniel Ryan Day.
Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to use the lens of the question, what's next? And we're going to look through Scripture and see some people that struggled with really rough what's next questions. And they went before God and said, okay, God, what do I do now?
And so join the group at the table for what's next this week on Discover the Word.
Weekday mornings at 6:15.
The new Pray With Me prayer app is connecting thousands of Christians around the world in experiencing the power of prayer. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new five-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
I've been listening to radio program for many years. I heard Christy Moore's ad. I wanted to sell my aunt's house, and they immediately did a stupendous job. I was very impressed. What I liked the best was how fast everything took place. I wasn't expecting that. It happened very quickly, smooth, and I was able to meet my goals.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Dry skin, dry sinuses, or cracked furniture. Whole house humidifiers are on sale at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900.
So I have been so confident once I experienced God's power in my life, just 1.5 months, and that I could go around and share the word of God with many people. I'll be bringing about 40 of them to Christ with us.
That excites me every time I hear it. I want you to listen closely again. This is from Thailand, a woman named Nina.
So I have been so confident once I experienced God's power in my life, just 1.5 months, and that I could go around and share the word of God with many people. I'll be bringing about 40 of them to Christ with us.
Of course, that's Nina, a changed name for protection. She is an individual who came to Christ and in a month and a half has led 40 people to Jesus Christ. It begs the question, how about us? What are we doing with our faith? What are we doing with our freedoms here in this great country where we can share God's word so easily with a phone call or going on web? And, you know, these people take their persecution, of course, very seriously, but they treat it as a means by which they are strengthened in their faith, and they actually attribute spiritual growth to it.
This is a 90% majority Muslim country with a population of 162 million people here, where Islam is the state religion and where Christians are very poor and marginalized. Anyone who comes to Jesus as their Lord and Savior are easily persecuted. The faith of the Christians here is real. No one could fake their Christianity. The cost is too great.
They are serious about their faith, and it certainly challenges you and me. How serious are we? They are standing up against great danger, persecution. This is Fariz. Bangladesh is his country, and he's saying, look, you either make your mind up you're going to be a Christian or not. You don't do it carelessly. You do it with forethought. You realize what it could mean and probably will mean to you. And again, these are the folks who are asking you and me, can you help us with some Bibles? That's what this whole campaign's about. The suffering church, the persecuted church, saying, would you please provide Bibles for us, ourselves, for our families, for our churches, for those who are coming to Christ? I mean, there's this lady, Nina, in Thailand, who led 40 people to Jesus in a month and a half, saved a month and a half, and certainly she needs Bibles. That's a Bible League story. They know who she is. They know how to get those Bibles to her. How about you being part of that? 800-937-9673. $5 buys a Bible, 50 buys 10, 100 buys 20, etc. Every Bible being doubled right now when you call 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com.
Life-changing talk radio. Worldwide at WAVA.com. You're listening to 105.1 FM. WAVA. Life-changing talk radio. Worldwide at WAVA.com. You're listening to 105.1 FM. WAVA. Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM. WAVA-FM. And HD1 Arlington. Life-changing. WAVA.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.